Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Manchester United versus Liverpool preview, old rivalry, new perspective, by Ollie Emerson. Liverpool make a short trip up the M6 on Sunday to face Manchester United in one of the biggest fixtures in the English football calendar. With United having experienced something of a fall from grace in recent years, the game takes on a slightly rarer meaning, with the Red Devils, majorly in form, chasing the Reds, with Jurgen Klopp's side looking to put further distance between themselves and the team their fans love to hate. The details. Match, Manchester United versus Liverpool. Venue, Old Trafford. Referee, Michael Oliver. Date, Sunday 15th of January. Time, 4 o'clock BST. Form. Although Liverpool's form is a little concerning, with the Reds winless in three, it's the performances lately which have been most worrying. With Klopp having been unable to pick from a fully fit squad at any time in the past month, some would suggest that Liverpool's last good performance came against Middlesbrough 7 games ago. Before that, points were dropped against Bournemouth and West Ham, leaving a little more cause for concern than many on the outside may think. Overall, it's not too bad for Liverpool, who remain in second position in the Premier League table, 5 points off Chelsea, taking 7 points from a possible 9 over the congested festive period. However, a win at Old Trafford on Sunday would really lift momentum after the League Cup defeat to Southampton in midweek. United's form is anything but concerning, with the Red Devils enjoying what is comfortably their best spell under Jose Mourinho since the Portuguese manager took charge this summer. 9 wins on the bounce has included Europa League, FA Cup and League Cup progression, as well as aiding Zlatan Ibrahimovic and co in their bid for Champions League qualification, with United now just 2 points off the top four. 5 behind Liverpool, the gap could be either 8 or 2 come Sunday evening, lending huge significance to the outcome of the game. Team news. The big one for Liverpool is Felipe Coutinho. He looks sharp as a whip returning for half an hour against the Saints, and Klopp will be hugely tempted to start him for the first time in over 6 weeks, given that the Reds' attack has looked a little blunted recently. There's other team news though, with Jordan Henderson and Joel Matip main concerns. Henderson hasn't played since limping off against Manchester City on New Year's Eve, but is back in training and may well be handed a start given Emre Can's shaky form. Matip has been out for longer, and whilst he's expected to be back in the squad, the Cameroonian is likely only to make the bench. Sadio Mane is away on African Cup of Nations, while Simon Mignolet is likely to return in goal. Ibrahimovic missed United's midweek win over Hull City with what Mourinho, truthfully or not, called a cold. However, he's expected to return. They don't have Morgan Schneiderlin available to select after he completed a move to Everton on Thursday, whilst Marcus Rojo is the only senior man sidelined, with Eric Bailly away in Africa like Mane. Liverpool predicted 11. Mignolet, Klein, Lovren, Clavin, Milner. Henderson, Wijnaldum, Lallana. Firmino, Coutinho, Sturridge. Manchester United predicted 11. De Gea, Valencia, Smalling, Jones. Darmian, Carrick, Herrera, Pogba, Mkhitaryan, Martial, Ibrahimovic. When they last met, yes, it's still fresh enough in the memory, that bloody 0-0 at Anfield earlier in the season, just as we were all beginning to get excited about how no team could keep that unstoppable front three out, Mourinho rocked up to Anfield and did what he does best to secure a goalless draw. Will United attack more this time out? You'd expect them to, given the absence of Joel Matip and the improvements they've made since then, adding their expectant home crowd to that. However, you never know with dear old Jose. Stats. Wayne Rooney is a goal away from becoming Manchester United's record goalscorer. The above statistic is in no way a bad omen for Liverpool regarding Sunday's match. Maybe. Liverpool have won each game Michael Oliver has refereed involving them this season, 4. Liverpool haven't beaten Manchester United in their last 5 league games against the Red Devils. Prediction: Manchester United 1, Liverpool 2. I'm strangely confident. Mourinho has got to attack a little more than he did at Anfield, and Liverpool have turned up for all their big league games so far this season. Am I being overconfident? Maybe. But Klopp will know how to set the team up, even without Mane, and I'm expecting some Coutinho magic to help deliver a much needed victory. When was the last time you enjoyed a Manchester United-Liverpool match? I have to say, the last time I remember enjoying a Manchester United-Liverpool match, I'd be lying to myself. I've never enjoyed a Manchester United-Liverpool match. Even when we've been winning comfortably, you don't enjoy the experience until it's really in the bag. And how often has that happened? Obviously, the 4-0 back in Rafa's time, that was 4-1, 4-0, whatever that was, with De Sena and Torres and all that crack. That was fun. But really, it's not an enjoyable game, and the time leading up to it is not enjoyable. And usually, unfortunately, the time after it is not enjoyable. So this feels like an absurdly major moment in the season, given exactly the recent events as well, given the upturn in form for United that Ollie mentions there, given the sort of downturn in our form that Ollie also mentions. Yeah, it's a big one. It's a terrifying one. I'll be watching from behind the couch as I usually do. Let's hope we get the win, because if we do, you have to think that's a season definer right there. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.